Hey, you okay back there? Yeah, you should take a nap or something. You look like shit, dude. I mean, cute shit, but still. I take it the business trip did not go well, huh? Yeah, wow, that is bad. I'm sure they're not gonna fire you over one botched deal, though. Look, you've just worked your ass off for like 4 days straight. It's 1 a.m. Fucking relax a little and get cozy. I thought that was the whole reason you crawled into the back in the first place. If you want, we can go to my apartment. It's way closer to the airport, and I'm like 90% sure I've got ramen since you're craving it so bad, apparently. It's like driving with a little baby in the back. Do I need to get you a binky as well, or no? I'm driving as fast as I fucking can, you ungrateful little bastard. Hey, you should be happy I'm such a good friend, or else you'd be on a bus right now with a bunch of strangers who would all know what a whiny baby you apparently become when you get sleepy. Oh, no, I'm a night owl anyway. It's not like I would have been asleep. Also, driving at night is much, much better than during the day, you know? Less idiots on the road. Look, they're not gonna fire you, trust me. It's just one deal. You need to let yourself off the hook. You said it yourself, you worked tirelessly to get it done, and it just didn't end up happening. That's not your fault. It's normal. You know, no need to beat yourself up over it and lose even more sleep trying to make things right. You did everything you could, and now you need to let go and move on to the next project. You're an amazing guy, so be a little nicer to yourself. Dude? Man, of course you'd pick now to be the time you finally fall asleep. The one time I'm nice to you and it doesn't even get acknowledged. Teaches me, I guess. Hey. Hey, wake up. We're here. Yeah, my apartment. Mm-hmm. Come on, I'll get your bags. Come on, stand up like a big boy. There we go. Oh. You excited for the ramen? Oh, and shoes off, please. And yeah, you can just look through the cabinet over there. Oh man, not the Shin Ramen. Of course you'd pick the fanciest brand I have. Such expensive taste. You're like a little prince. I'm just teasing. Go wild. Oh, why are you, unbuttoning your dress shirt? I thought you were just here to eat ramen and crash on my couch. I didn't think, oh, yeah, no, that makes sense. Don't want to get red stains on your fancy white shirt. Smart. Smart. Okay. No, I don't feel weird about it. We've been friends for like a year. It's about time. I mean, it's not about time. It's, of course, it's not like you have to undress in front of me at a certain point. I am just gonna go start making the couch ready while you, ramen. Yeah, enjoy the ramen. I'm not being weird. You're being weird. You're sleep deprived and eating ramen half naked at 1:30 a.m. like a crazy person. I'm the normal one. Okay. All right. Bye. Okay. Get it together, Daisy. He's right outside. Yourself on the bathroom floor. Fucking whore cut. You're supposed to be getting the couch ready for him. Oh my fucking god. Not getting your pussy ready for fuck. Oh fuck, oh fuck. Okay, I gotta stop for years. Oh my god. still too fucking loud. Why? Why does he do this to me? Fuck. Oh. I was fucking giggling like stupid tits. Oh, what the fuck? It didn't even sound like me. I never get nervous, but... Oh, God. Why did he have to look so fucking hot tonight? What the fuck? I gotta stop. Oh, but he looked so fucking sexy with his stupid shirt all unbuttoned. God, I hate him. Eating a stupid ramen. So stupid. This is so fucking stupid. Why the fuck am I already so close? Why? It's just a stupid crush. It's just a stupid crush. Don't mess up the friendship over a stupid crush. Don't. Oh my fucking God. Fuck, please. Oh, fuck. Shit. Coming. Fuck. No, everything's fine. I was just flossing. Yeah, that works, right? Hi. Sorry for keeping you waiting. I was just... Okay. I just wanted to make sure you knew I wasn't doing anything, weird. Hey, I see you finished the ramen. Hope it was nice. And filled you up. Hope it was nice and filled you up. Sorry. I've got two kinds of blankets there in my bedroom. One of them's kind of thin, the other one's more like a proper duvet, so whichever you prefer. It's just regular queen size. No, I wouldn't mind at all. I just figured you'd like want your privacy, I guess. Like you said, plenty of space for the both of us, right? No, I'm so good with that idea. So good. So chill, so cool. I mean, it like, you know, saves me a bunch of work prepping the couch and cleaning up after you in the morning and stuff. So like less effort or whatever, you know, I don't care. Anyways, I'm guessing you packed pajamas when you went on your trip, so I can just wait outside while you change. Okay. Your dick is out. Should I look away? I mean, it's probably too late now, right? I've already seen it. Might as well just not care at this point. No, I've seen dicks before, just nowhere near that big. I mean, it was still soft and already so much more than any. Why did you do that? Why didn't you just wait for me to leave the room? No, I'm not uncomfortable. I just figured you'd be uncomfortable. Yeah, no, I don't care. It's just your dick. Your really, really big dick, whatever. Yeah, exactly. So it wouldn't be weird for me to change in front of you either, so. And like, I usually sleep in my panties, but we're gonna be covered by a blanket anyway, so like, it's not a big deal if you see my tits. Yeah, I get that a lot. I tend to wear stuff that doesn't really show off, you know, my assets very well, so guys are always surprised by how big they are. Well, you know, it's only fair for you to have a little size surprise for yourself after bringing me into contact with that fucking elephant trunk. Yeah, we should get into bed now, probably. pass me that pillow? Okay, thanks. Okay, good night. Weird sounds. Sorry, I forgot to tell you. I talk in my sleep sometimes, if that's what you were wondering. Those sounds are weird sounds. Yeah, bad habit of mine. Sorry if it distracted you. Would you prefer it if I made the couch anyway so you could sleep? I really like sleeping next to you too, I guess. I'm not being weird. Maybe it's just the tiredness sleeping in or something. Yeah. Good night. Sorry for disturbing you. Oh, okay. I'm glad. Cool beans. Just don't reach in between your legs. Don't reach in between your legs. Don't finger fuck your wet, aching pussy. Just don't. Even though it would feel so good. Are you? Hello? Okay, I guess you're asleep. Oh my god, he's spooning me. Oh my fucking god, his arm is on me. I feel like my cunt is about to catch fire. What if I just scooch? No, wait, I shouldn't. He just wants a place to crash. Oh my god! I promise. I'm really, really not used to guys this big. Is that just the head? Can I have fuck. Yeah. Feels good. Feels really, really good. I love being stretched. You like how my pussy feels? Yeah, that's your fault. I've fingered myself to the thought of you fucking me like so many times. Oh my gosh. Is it all the way in? I feel so full. It feels amazing. I love big cocks. Halfway. You're joking? Fuck. Oh, that hurts. Oh no, it's a good hurt. Good hurt. Don't stop. Please. I need this more. Oh, fuck. I'm so full. Oh, fuck. It hurts so good. Oh, one last little bit. I don't think I can physically take any more. You're just gonna have to be careful not to go all the way in. My little pussy won't be able to handle it. You're so okay. Oh my god. Feels like my entire body is being resized. Oh my fuck. I feel so empty when you pull out. So full when you push it back in. God, it's so big and thick. I'm just picturing how much is inside of me right now, filling me up. Oh, it's so hot being stretched out by your fat cock. No. No. Usually I like hard and fast, but I'm not sure I could take it with someone this big. All the other guys I've been with had smaller. Smaller dicks. Oh, your cock is like not even in the same realm. It's like a completely different feeling. It's like you're taking my virginity all over again. Yeah, of course I'm curious. Oh, what it'd be like, but I don't know if I can handle it. No, I like it really fast and intense. You don't get it. Guys always say they don't understand the term fucking like rabbits until they meet me, so. Oh, yeah? You're up for the challenge? Oh, usually I wouldn't even be able to do it in this position. My ass gets in the way, but I love spooning. The angle is so good. Show me what it's like to be fucked by a real man with a real dick. Oh, it's so good, so good, so good. Oh, my pussy's so full. Stretching me. Oh, yeah. Grow my tits. Love these big, perfect tits, don't you? Couldn't keep your hands off them. Just had to have me. Fuck, you're so hot. You like the way I grip that huge fucking dick? Yeah. Splitting me open. So full. Fuck me. Oh my god. Yes. Oh my god. I have so many dreams of you fucking me over and over and over and over. And it's finally happening. I feel so empty. It feels like a fucking drug. I'm already craving my next hit. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Looking back at it, I can't believe I fit this thing inside of me. Oh, no, it's... It's okay. Don't freak out. I've had this when I used really big dildos. It's nothing serious. I checked. Don't stress out. You can wash it off. Hey. You got all hot and bothered from the fantasy of taking my virginity. You can't freak out when you see a little blood, okay? Of course. You go from being... immediately... from being concerned to being proud, you smug asshole. I'm gonna be so sore tomorrow. You have the best dick. Oh my god. Hey, so if this was just a one-time thing and you want things to remain how they were, I'm okay with that, just so you know. Oh, thank God. I so would not have been okay with that. I need your cock. Yeah, go wash up so I can suck it until I get lockjaw.